Up the Garden Path, a series in six parts by Sue Lim, starring Imelda Staunton as Izzy. Part one, New Men.
No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Me misbehaving, saving my love for you.
King's Head, any good?
No, not bad. We come here after parrot eating sometimes. Never been here for lunch before.
Can't stand staff rooms. All that gossip. After you.
Oh, eat. Oh, they've changed it all.
So, what'll it be?
Hello,
miss.
Razors! How are you? I haven't seen you for ages.
I'm working here now.
Oh, so you got a job. Well done. Razors is an ex-pupil of mine. He was a bit of a teacher's favourite, actually, weren't you?
Tut-tut, mustn't have favourites, you know. Very unprofessional.
Razors, this is Mr. Brown. He's the new head of English.
Did you say Razors?
They're short for Roger Raisbrook.
Well, how are you, Miss Cumming?
Oh, fine, thank you. Starting out with another lot to get through their GCSEs.
Bet they won't be as good as our lot, though, will they?
Do you mind if we get on order? We've only got 40 minutes.
Oh, right. Yes, of course. Sorry.
Right, sure. What'll it be?
Izzy.
Ginger beer, I think.
Coming up.
Ginger beer, eh? Well. I got you down as a white wine somehow.
Oh, no, not at lunchtime.
I've been wondering what makes you tick.
Tick? Well, now you're asking. Search me. What makes you tick?
Winding people up.
Anything else?
I'll have a pint of Bond's.
Oh, and I could have some lasagna.
Oh, two lasagnas.
Right.
Our last head of department, Jeff, you know.
Yeah, I met him at the interview.
He told us you were a bit Byronic.
Byronic, more like.
He said you'd do us good, shake us up a bit.
Wonder how he's getting on. Where was it?
£7.80, please.
Oh, no. This is on me.
Oh, well, thanks.
Keep the change. Cheers. Well, shall we sit down? There's a table, look.
Oh, right. Nice to see you again, Razors.
See ya.
Okay, bye.
Here we are. So, where was it, Jeff's concert?
Darkest Dorset.
Ah, yeah.
Sixth form college.
Jerry bastard.
Well, he deserves a bit of peace.
Yeah, don't envy him, though. Do you? I imagine like a bit of a challenge.
Well, I certainly wouldn't just want six formers, I like little ones too.
But it's the GCSE gangsters that really bring out the best in you. Like, what's his name?
Oh, Razors. Well, he was a bit special.
Fancies himself, doesn't he?
He's too handsome by half. Just relieved he's got a job.
Is he old enough to be working behind a bar?
Pass.
Bit of a troublemaker?
No, not really. He's a good kid. Very intelligent, well, streetwise, but...
But what?
Oh, there's such a lot of pressure on them to be hard, you know, and he's just a big softy underneath.
You're not married, are you?
What, no.
Living with anybody?
I share a flat with Dick Barnes, the pottery chap, you know, with the glasses.
Ah, yeah. Faithful spaniel Dick. Worships the ground you tread on.
Oh, to be daft.
I've noticed.
He's an old friend, and that's all.
Who's the lucky man, then?
There isn't one, which is fine by me, thanks very much.
You've had some disappointments, though, haven't you? I can tell.
Well, who hasn't?
Someone let you down, didn't they?
I'm very happy as I am at the moment, Alan.
Not altogether convinced. Never mind. Mustn't intrude. I'm irritating you.
Oh, not really, only slightly. Let's talk about your home life instead, then I can irritate you.
I don't think you'd ever quite manage that somehow.
So, how is it, your home life? Byronic?
Well, I'm not quite in that class. Ex-wife Maureen, living in Leeds, two kids, grown up. I'm presently cohabiting with the lovely Lula.
Oh, 11:30 already. Where is that lasagna?
Here, miss.
Oh.
Watch out. Still sizzling.
Oh, thanks. Lovely.
Are you in a hurry?
Not really, no. Just remember that Maria's bringing her baby in to show everybody this afternoon.
Maria?
Yes, Maria Jenkins used to teach history. We're old mates.
Well, If we leave here by 10:50, we should be all right.
Yeah, hon. Oh, hot, hot. Mm. Oh, from this, the salad tastes wonderful.
Mm. Oh,
well, here she is.
Oh, isn't she gorgeous? Oh, Sophie.
Sophie Jenkins.
Hello. Oh. Hello, darling.
Oh, oh, does my head smell lovely?
Mm. Shame about the other end.
Oh, you're gorgeous. Oh, you are. Oh, do I want one of these?
Oh, yes. Go on, Izzy. We could share the childminders. Oh,
forget the childminders, Marie. You need to get a father lined up first, remember?
Hello, Marie. Yeah. Oh, this is little Sophie, then. And she's sweet.
Feeling fatherly, Dick? Izzy's gone broody.
Crikey. What, me?
Dick and I are just good flatmates, Maria. Don't panic, Dick. I'll keep my hands off your chromosomes, I promise.
Genetics, aye. I don't think I'm good breeding material, really. I've got flat feet and adenoids in my jeans.
Really? No wonder they look a bit tight.
Well, I've got to be going. It's my turn to do the shopping, isn't it?
Don't forget the toilet duck, Dick.
Right.
Oh. Isn't he a treasure?
Mm. He started baking biscuits now.
And he's so tidy. They make someone a lovely little wife.
Absolutely. Ah, hello, here comes gorgeous. Your lovely little wife.
Hello, darling. Mm-hmm. How are you doing?
Admiring your little Sophie. Isn't she adorable?
Oh, well, she's not bad, is she? We think she looks a bit like the late lamented Les Dawson.
You come just at the right moment, Grim. She needs changing. There's the bag.
Right. Stand back then, ladies. Here we go.
You're not really feeling broody, are you, Izzy?
Wouldn't be any use if I was. Would it? All the decent men are married or gay.
Hmm. You've had a bit of a lean time recently, haven't you?
Well, no, I suppose I have.
You should meet my cousin Gareth, darling. He's just left his wife. Plays for Neath. He's a flunker.
Oh, I could say that again. What about Alan Brown? How did the lunch go?
Oh, awfully. Got right up my nose.
Do you ever see Bill?
Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes. Now and then he comes down, takes me out. Yeah.
I can always tell when you're lying.
Lie me? What a silly Marie. What have I got to lie about?
Your voice goes up 3 octaves and you go all staccato. Bill? Which Bill? Gas or electricity Bill? Oh, that Bill. Oh, yes. He comes down and takes me out every other day, practically.
Oh, God, am I that bad?
You're worse, sweetheart.
So, what's the score with Bill, really?
Well, he said he'd ring me during the school holidays, and here we are in September.
Not a peep?
Nope. Who knows where he is or what he's doing? And who cares, eh?
Well, whatever you do, promise me one thing.
What?
You won't chase him and make yourself miserable.
Chase him? Of course I won't chase him. I'm not completely stupid, Maria. I'll just let things take their course.
Your voice is going squeaky again.
Oh, no, it isn't. No, it isn't.
Promise me you won't chase him and make yourself miserable.
I promise I won't chase him and make myself miserable. Guy's on. All right? Okay. Scout on.
Did you remember to get that toilet duck yesterday, Dick?
I put it under the sink. I'll take it through. A place for everything and everything in its place. That's what me mum used to say.
Already?
Oh, well, I haven't got much stuff, you see. I did most of it after school on Thursday.
You're so tidy, I'll never get through all mine.
Oh, well, you got the whole weekend, or are you going out anywhere?
No, nothing exciting.
Oh, I'll give you a hand if you like.
No, thanks, Dick. You just keep on scrubbing. Everything in sight. Thank God one of us is house proud.
Well, it were me mum's training.
Well, she did a grand job. My problem is I can't bear to throw anything away. I mean, look, this box is full of junk.
Yeah?
Look. He's a sugar mouse my mum gave me in 1960-something. When I was a little girl, I couldn't bear to eat it, and now I can't bear to throw it away.
I was reading the other day about this piece of cheese. It was over 200 years old, auctioned at Sotheby's or somewhere.
God, how bizarre. Now, what's in here? Oh, photos. Oh, look, Dick, look. Here's one of us all in Harlech.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that were a grand holiday, weren't it?
Oh, look, Louise looking glamorous as usual, even with her hair all over the place. Blaster.
How old are they these days?
Well, same as usual. Michael's halfway through the male menopause, and I think Louise is getting the end of her tether.
Dear. Still, at least they have got each other, eh?
Yeah, Dick, I think that's the problem sometimes.
Oh, look awful in photos, mate. Look at that. Eyes closed and mouth open.
Well, you're eating a potato.
Yeah, that anorak of mine's a bit loud, isn't it? Do I fancy one of those coats like what Bill's wearing? Herringbone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you heard from Bill recently?
Bill, no, both been a bit, busy.
We could ask him dinner here if you like, is he?
No, thanks, not right now.
Oh. Right, I'll get back to the floor. How's your new GCSE group?
Oh, all right. I don't know, I've missed last year's lot.
Oh, I thought you'd be glad to get shot of them.
Well, guess what? I saw Razors yesterday.
Oh.
He's working at the King's Head behind the bar.
Mm, he's too young for that, surely.
Oh, I don't know. He was always a bit old, you know, for his age, if you know what I mean. I'm gorgeous with it.
Yeah, Raysbrook will get by, as long as there's someone to con.
Fancy you being so cynical.
I'm cynical about him, all right. Right. There you are. You can eat your dinner off that floor.
Oh, Dick, you're a lovely little scrubber. Oh, as a matter of fact, I'm getting quite peckish.
Posh. Shall I nip out and get us a pizza?
Oh, yeah, brilliant. 12-inch Sicilian with extra olives.
Oh, right.
Oh, who the hell's that?
No, I'll get it. Oh, hi. It's Louise.
Hello.
Hello, Izzy. Oh, what a lovely flat. Happy housewarming.
Oh, thank you. We were talking about you. How lovely to see you.
Yeah, well, I'll be off then. I'm just going to get a pizza. Would you like one, Louise?
Oh, no, thanks, Dick. I mustn't stop.
All right. Well, I'll be a minute then.
Come on in.
You've got him well trained.
Oh, he's the perfect flatmate. Clean, tidy, obliging, drives me right up the wall sometimes. Sit down.
Oh, it's bigger than your last place, isn't it? What's through there?
Oh, that's my bedroom, and that's Dick's bedroom, and bathroom's by the front door.
It's lovely. Aren't you, better on top of each other?
How do you mean?
Well, what if you wanted to bring a boyfriend back?
Oh, we've got that sorted out. We play music if we don't want to be disturbed.
What, like Semaphore? What's the signal?
He plays South Pacific, I play Oklahoma.
That's brilliant. And has there been much Oklahoma recently?
Not a scrap. It's all been a bit of Verdi Requiem, as a matter of fact. But how are you? How's my fun, the kids?
Oh, the kids are all right. But I've had just about as much as I can take from Michael.
Oh, dear, what now?
Oh, honestly, he's going to end up absolutely barking.
Well, what's going on, then?
His job's on the line.
Never!
So he says. And he's convinced they're going to pension him off. And I wouldn't blame them.
Oh, poor Michael.
I was wondering if you'd come over to dinner tonight, Izzy, to cheer him up a bit. You always make him laugh.
Well, yeah, of course I will.
Oh, thanks. You're a gem. There's something else on my mind, actually, Izzy. I need your advice.
What about?
Bill.
Bill?
Bill Bailey, of course, Izzy. Oh, I feel so, you know, well, I dream about him all the time.
Do you?
You'll never guess. I'm going to see him tomorrow.
What, all the way to Cambridge?
It's only an hour in the train.
Well, has he asked you up?
No, I'm just going to turn up on his doorstep, take him by storm. I've decided he's one of those men who have to be swept off their feet.
Oh, is he?
Yep, that's what he needs, and that's what he's going to get. Wish me luck.
Well, good luck.
What are you so po-faced about it, is he? Oh, I know I'm off my head, but I don't care.
Well, that's all right, then.
Of course it's all right. I'm entitled to a bit of fun after everything I've been through.
Yes, of course you are.
I knew you'd see it my way. Bless you, with you are a darling. Oh, help, I'm sly. I've got the hairdressers at 1:30. I'll ring tomorrow night and let you know how it went. Bye.
Oh, wait a minute. Did
you
want to come round to dinner tonight to cheer Michael up?
Oh, yes, of course, sorry. We'll see you tonight, then, about 8.
Okay. I love the girl.
God!
Where's the phone book? Where's the phone book? Phone book, phone book. British Rail, British Rail. Ah, oh, he's cross. Come on. It's the phone. What the hell are you doing? You useless layabout. Oh, sorry, no. No, not you. Just shouting at my kids, you know. Okay, just now, just... yes, can you tell me the time of the next train to Cambridge, please?
Right, thanks. Right, 25 minutes. Oh, my God. Oh, help me, God, help me. Please let him be there. I'll never be a bad girl again as long as I live. Oh, Dick!
Here you are, Izzy. 12 inch Sicilian, and I got them to put a few extra olives on just for you.
Oh, Dick, so, I'm sorry. Sorry, something's come up.
Is it, Izzy?
I've got to rush. I just had a phone call.
Oh, what's wrong?
It's my mum. She's in town, and I'm with my auntie Flo and my uncle Derek. They just decided on the spur of the moment to come down for a show.
Oh, that's nice, Izzy. Why don't you bring them here for a bite to eat? First, I can have a crack at that Spanish haddock thing.
Oh, thanks very much, Dick, but they booked somewhere for tonight, and they're waiting for me now at the Dorchester.
The Dorchester? Crikey. So you won't be wanting this pizza, then?
Oh, dear, so, no, I'm sorry, Dick.
No, never mind. Off you go, have fun.
Sorry, Dick. Thanks, sorry, bye.
Bye. Have a nice... Oh.
And I've packed all your fossils in those three boxes that were under the window, so I'm coming home now. Bye. Oh, and Bill, put the kettle on, okay? Oh, hell. Come in.
Sorry.
Yes?
Hello?
Can I help you?
I'm sorry, I thought this was Bill Bailey's room.
It is.
Oh, good.
I'm his wife, Marianne.
Oh, how lovely. I've been dying to meet you for ages.
Ah, you must be Jenny Burlington.
Who?
Aren't you Jenny Burlington?
No, sorry, there must be something
to say. Oh, no, I just thought. Who are you, then?
Is he coming? Is he coming?
Well, no, he's at home.
That's my name. Izzy. So short for Isabel and Cumyn. Cumyn. Like that chap who climbed Everest with Mallory. Andrew Cumyn Irvine. I sometimes wonder if we're related.
Sorry.
No, my fault.
I still can't quite...
I used to be engaged to one of Bill's friends, Charles.
Oh, yes, of course. I remember now. How is Charles?
Oh, I don't know, really. I never see him these days.
No, you wouldn't, would you? You're a teacher or something, aren't you?
Oh, or something.
well, he's not...
Sorry.
He's not here, I'm afraid. We're sorting him out to study at home.
At home?
Yes. He's trying to get the shelves finished off today. I just called in to collect some stuff. Would you like to come back and have some tea?
No, really. I was just passing. I'm just passing. I'm with someone. Just left them in a bookshop for a minute.
He'll be sorry to have missed you.
Oh, well, my fault. I should have rung. How are you both?
Not too bad, thanks.
Oh, and little Susanna. I met her on holiday in Wales last Easter.
Oh, she's fine. At a party.
Don't they have lovely lives? Wish I was six.
So, what brings you to Cambridge today?
A concert.
Oh, where?
In the college over there. I forget his name.
Claire.
Claire, yes, oh, yes, that's right, yes, that's a dreadful memory.
What sort of concert?
An orchestral. My boyfriend, he plays the flute. He's from Axminster.
Oh, really? I'm afraid we're not really concert-going types, Bill and I.
No, of course not.
And we were rather looking forward to a cosy evening by the fire, and we haven't got a babysitter, so it's not really on.
No. Not really on. No, absolutely.
Well, I'm sorry, but I must dash.
Oh, yes, so must I.
I'll tell Bill I saw you.
Oh, yes. Give him my regards.
Well.
Oh, yes, I'll be off then. Lovely to meet you.
Yes, lovely. Goodbye.
Mr. Hunt. Bye. Oh.
So, what did you do today, Izzy? Anything exciting?
Oh, nothing.
Are you all right?
You know, I promised I wouldn't chase Bill and make myself miserable.
Oh, no. What have you done?
Oh, it was awful.
What was?
Have a hanky, darling. Freshly ironed by the best in the business.
Oh, thanks, Gwen.
Well, I know.
I know it was stupid, but I got this terrible feeling that if I didn't go and see him straight away, that I might miss the chance. So I went to Cambridge.
You went to Cambridge? Today?
I felt such an idiot. He wasn't in his college room, and I came face to face with his wife.
Oh, so she's back on the scene, is she?
It was excruciating. I couldn't think of a thing to say. I behaved like a drivelling idiot.
Oh, don't get upset. I'm sure you didn't.
I'll make you a nice cup of tea, sweet dad. And then, as soon as I finish this ironing, I'll cook you a bit of supper, huh?
Oh, dear, you are nice, but I've got to go to Michael and Louise's tonight. I'm sorry.
Well, Michael and Louise can give you a bit of costing instead, then.
Oh, I don't think so, somehow. The idea was that I should go round and cheer them up. He's afraid he's going to lose his job, and she thinks he's losing his marbles.
Well, you've got a fun evening in store.
Oh, no, it's nothing, nothing. Save the marriage, you know, all a day's work. Oh, dear.
Look, Izzy, you mustn't get too upset. Bill's not the only fish in the sea.
No, I know.
You've had a lot of bad luck with men, Izzy.
Bad luck and bad judgment.
Oh, good, all right, don't rub it in.
Michael, married and mad.
That was years ago.
Charles, well, what can we say?
Pearls before swine.
I even heard a rumour you'd been seen with a fifth former in the school holidays.
What?
That awful Roger Raisbrook.
Raisers? Oh, no, I just went along to hear his band play. They aren't bad, actually, if you stuff a lot of bog paper in your ears.
I was never that dedicated to my work.
He's working at the King's Head now, you know.
God help the King's Head. So, forget about Bill, and we'll find you a nice, sensible, mature chap.
Oh, they're all in captivity now, Maria. The wild ones have died out.
Relax, darling. You've got bags of time.
But I haven't, Gwyn. That's the point. The biological clock, you know.
Oh, not anymore. Here, you can bugger off to that clinic in Rome and get pregnant with a donated egg, right?
Oh.
So, relax, Izzy. You could have twins when you're 60.
Ghastly thought.
Could be handy, that, eh? You could collect your child benefit and your pension at the same time.
Oh, this wine's lovely. What is it?
Chablis. I think you'll all agree it'll complement the filet de Saint-Pierre pearl et aubergine confite au miel avec coulée de tomate crue.
Michael, stop showing off. It's a fried fish.
Fried fish, a woman of the Philistine. How can I throw away the treasure of my culinary expertise on people like this?
It's John Dory.
What a peculiar name for a fish. Who was John Dory?
I don't know. Not sure I'd want to have a fish named after me.
Never fear, my angel. In your case, it's more likely to be a snake.
I'll ignore that. How are you, Izzy?
Oh, fine, thanks. How are you?
Oh, a bit tired. But Michael's promised to take care of the kids tomorrow, so I'm going to have a delicious day all to myself.
Listen, you better watch your step.
What was I supposed to have promised?
You said you'd take care of the kids tomorrow, so I could have a day off.
That's the first I've heard of it.
You swine, Michael. You promised last Wednesday when you had that evening off.
What evening off?
Boozing with those creeps from your office.
Boozing? That was a heroic effort to save my job.
You promised I could have tomorrow off. I've already arranged to go and see somebody.
It's not such a good idea, Louise.
You can't compare a mere evening with a whole day.
I'm going out tomorrow, Michael, and that's final.
Sorry, dear heart.
Listen, Louise, you mustn't go to Cambridge. Why the hell not? It's not exactly an ideal time to try and sweep Bill off his feet.
What do you know about?
He's back with Marianne.
How did you know?
He rang me yesterday just for a chat. They seem all lovey-dovey again.
Oh, thanks very much. Just what I wanted to hear.
What's that, my angel?
What?
What you don't want to hear.
The sound of your voice, for a start.
Oh, forgive me. My lips are sealed. And I'm fit for nothing save cuisine.
Look, Louise, it's not my fault if they're back together again.
No, but you love it, don't you? I can see you gloating. You've been against me right from the start.
Don't talk rubbish, Louise. I've always supported you.
Oh, no, you haven't.
Don't speak to Izzy like that. She's the only woman who's ever understood me.
Oh, shut up, Michael.
I can't seem to say anything right.
You love it when things go wrong for me, don't you? I should never have trusted you. After all, you started off by trying to steal my husband, didn't you?
Oh, Louise, that was years ago.
As far as I'm concerned, you're bloody well welcome to him.
Louise?
I'm going to bed.
Louise!
What the hell has got into that woman?
Look, there's something you ought to know.
Don't tell me!
What is it?
Louise has got a crush on Bill.
Who?
What? Bill Bailey? Ah, kill him!
It's so stupid, Michael. Bill's back with his wife. It's just an absurd idea that Louise has got into her head.
I'll kill her then.
Well, time to sneak home, I think. One marriage beautifully patched up. Well done.
Oh, my God, Dick, what a day. Oh, someone up there's really got it into me.
Was the Dorchester a bit of a disappointment, then, is it?
The Dorchester? Oh, Lord, that was my fatal mistake, wasn't it? All right, God, I admit it. I lied to Dick. I lied to you, but I've been well and truly punished for it.
Oh, I'm sure you didn't really lie to me, Izzy, or if you did, I'm sure you didn't mean it.
Yes, I blast well did, Dick. I lied to you, and I meant it, so stop making excuses for me. God, that drives me up the wall sometimes.
Go on, dear, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't apologise, either.
I'm sorry.
Just be a darling and pop the kettle on, and I'll tell you the whole stupid story.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Izzy, but I've got to go out.
Go out? Tonight?
Yeah. I've got a date.
You've got a date? Who with?
Linda.
Who?
You know, the new PE teacher.
What, that West Indian girl?
Why?
With the dreadlocks?
Breads? With, like, beads on. Yeah, attractive, isn't it?
Blimey. Where are you off to, then?
Oh, I'm taking her to hear this jazz band. Dutch, I think they are.
Oh, right.
She's into dance and movement and stuff, you know.
Yeah. Lovely.
I'm ever so sorry, Izzy. Normally, I'd like nothing better than to stay here with you but I better go. She'll be waiting.
Of course, Dick. No, I'm sorry. I'm being very selfish. Off you go. Off you go and have a lovely time.
I'm really sorry.
Don't be sorry. Be glad. You deserve a bit of fun.
Right, then. If you're sure, you're all right.
Positive. Off you go and enjoy it. You look really smart. Oh,
thanks. Bye. Oh, I'm in the mood for love.
Oh, dear old Dick. Oh, he deserves a break. What a shambles. Marianne, oh, God. Oh, I wonder what Bill said. Oh, God. Stop it. Stop all this self-pity. All right, then. I'll stop all this self-pity if I can have a little Danish pastry. Is that the lot? Is he not the last sod of Eccles cake? Oh, no, the hell's that? Oh, God, I look a fright. It doesn't matter, does it? Because it won't be him, because he's back with his wife, right?